Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wolfpack TV, people. He is Lone Wolf, a.k.a. CAF. I am the Big Bad Wolf, Raymond Owens, and we're here another episode, people, Wednesday. This is part one of a Halloween Havoc saga. First episode, we're going to talk about fraud businesses today and have a special guest on the line. CG, what's going on?
Chillin'. What's going on?
What's going on, man? We talking about fraud businesses. Now, people, I know y'all have got, you know, fired from some jobs before. I know y'all had some issues. You guys ever got fired for some fraud-ass businesses from somebody hating on y'all? And if you did, explain. CG, we'll start with you since you're the host. I mean, since you're guest.
Appreciate it, man. I can say, honestly, I've never been fired but once. But, you know, it was due to, like, not being as productive as it could have been. So, I mean, it just opened up better opportunities for other things and stuff like that, you know. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is, man. You know, if you're not putting up stuff, man, you know, they're going to give you the boot, man. Peyton Manning, Hall of Fame quarterback, got fired by the Colts, man. So, you know, you just got to take it as a try and learn from it.
All right, Lone Wolf, what about you? You ever been fired for some fraud-ass business, for somebody hating on
stuff? Boy, man. When they not hating on me, man. But, yeah, I mean, you know what I went through recently, you know, with that corporation, that business? You know, dudes mad, my supervisors, you know, upset with me because the woman they trying to get at, they trying to trick on, want to holler at me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And want to get my phone number, you know. And all that, you know what I'm saying? They see that, they get upset, you know, and, you know, they you know, I show up 2 minutes late, I'm fired, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean,
wow.
I guess you could say I did it to myself, but, you know, I guess, you know, I was identified as a target, you know what I'm saying? So, but, yeah, so, you know, it's tough out here, man. You got to be on your toes, you know?
Yeah, folks, I mean, you know, if y'all ever deal with fraud-ass businesses as far as, you know, getting fired from some bullshit, I just recently got let go because I had put a scale in the dishwasher, so they actually let me go. And what the crazy thing about that situation is that company is going down the drain very fast. They already had two managers that quit and that stood by me, so that was I appreciate the loyalty on that. But yeah, man, you know, it's just those kind of situations are just bad, and we just wanted to shed some light on the fraud. I mean, this whole month we're gonna talk about that Halloween. I mean, this whole month is Halloween havoc, guys. We're gonna get into fraud friendships. We're gonna get into fraud families and extended families. So, you know, we're gonna pick these businesses apart. I actually, I had dropped my car off at a dealership not too long ago, and they sat there for a whole month. Now, people, what I did was I'm calling them and calling them about what's going on. Of course, they not answering the phone. They know I'm upset. So you know what I did, people? I just got on that Yelp and just exposed them for what they are. Never go here. Never spend no money. Never spend your money at these places. You know what I'm saying? You know, if they treating y'all like shit, you know. And, you know, at the firehouse location, when I was working at that place, I got fired for some bullshit. And, you know, I just think that I really thought that, you know, our GM was, you know, racist, but that's a whole different story. I mean, that's my opinion of the situation. How do you hire, you know, four or five
Let me just say something about that. Black Let people. Me say something about that. Just not to interrupt you, but, man, like, you know, a lot of times, man, it be your own people, man, that be the main ones hating, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
This is true.
You know, so it goes both ways on that, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you got some blackers out there, you know what I'm saying? Some blackers,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a lot of them out there, that's for sure. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, like I said, this needed to be talked about. I mean, you know, like I said, if y'all ever have problems in fraud businesses, you know, if y'all feel like y'all treated wrong, I mean, don't be afraid to get on that Yelp and just expose them for what they really are and you know, tell them how you feel. You know, I blasted City Auto Service and Taylor. I blasted Firehouse Subs for firing me for no apparent reason at all, you know. And the sad part about that situation is
Oh, yeah.
And the sad thing about that situation is the GM calls me today. Like, she wants me to come back because she knows that was a bad business deal. You know what I'm saying? That was bad letting me go. And now you're sitting up here looking for people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I understand about getting fired for it, but make it a real reason. You know what I'm saying? A realistic reason to get fired. You know? And let's talk about these insurance companies, you know, taking you guys' money. And you guys get into a wreck and how they don't cover you guys in that situation, you know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, you got to continually to, you know, call them about taking care of their business, you know what I'm saying? When they're supposed to be providing you with looking after you as far as your settlements, you calling them and calling them, and there's some shady business in that. In that as well. So, you know, it's a lot of shady things are going on with these businesses, guys. I mean, you know, I had to talk about it. You know, I was being led to talk about it. So, you know, a lot of these guys that you work with, coworkers, you can't trust them. You know, they present themselves as your friend, but in the long run, they're really out to, you know what I'm saying, try to roach off you. So, you know, that's what it is. And going back to what Lone Wolf was saying, that, you know, it'd be your own people hating on you, man. I've actually come across that a couple of times. I actually had a black boss at a fast food restaurant that I was working at, and he hated on me. Every little thing that I did, I mean, he micromanaged the shit out of me, and I just think that that's fraud within itself.
Because our own people have issues with control, man, and when they get in a position of control, they want to act like they just you a puppet on the string, man, and they, you know, they tell you how to walk, talk, sing, and dance. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It's just not gonna happen like that, especially not with the outsiders. No way, no how. You know what I'm saying?
No way.
That's an authority.
No way.
It doesn't mix. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Yeah, man, like, you know, you see why that situation happens. But at the same time, does it excuse their behavior? No, it doesn't. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm not the type of brother that's going to kick my brother when he's down. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to help my brother up. Now, yeah, I will say I might have pushed it just a little bit, but, I mean, y'all got y'all eyes set on me. And while y'all got y'all eyes set on me, you got all these other fools just doing all kinds of craziness, just getting away with murder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially when you work your ass off, you know, you start playing, work your ass off, and then, you know, you see somebody
that workplace stuff is revolved around sex, man. Sex and money, man. And you know, like, you know, these females, they get their job based on how they look, you know, or how they dress, what they willing to show. You know, I mean, you know, not all of them are like that, but I mean, you know, in a lot of cases it is. And you know, here comes, you know, king of the what, you know what I'm saying, coming through. And you know, and then they start seeing me and smelling my cologne, you know what I'm saying? And you know, like the way I talk and I walk and all that, you know what I'm saying? And you know, supervisors, I don't like that shit, you know. Illicit nigga in Nebraska looking ass motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, dog, it's crazy, bro. I mean, it's not the first time it's happened to me either, bro. It really happens a lot, dog, you know what I'm saying? And it's
yeah,
it
happens
that,
a lot.
That governs the workplace, man.
And, you know, and another thing that I wanted to go over, have you guys ever stayed at a company to where they didn't give you guys no raise or, you know, didn't promote you guys after y'all being promised a position? We'll start with you this time. Hello?
We starting with Wolf or who you starting? You starting with CG?
Yeah. See, we starting with you. Have you ever been promised a position? You know what I'm saying? And they didn't give you the position, or have you ever been at a company for a long time and then
I'm gonna save that remark for another episode because that goes
okay.
in relation to something else. Yeah, we'll save that for Fraud Family. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
but, anyway.
CG, let's start. My fault, man. Excuse me, man. Let's start with you since you're the guest. Have you ever been worked for a company that, you know, you was promised a raise or promised a position of power, or you saw somebody else get a raise or, you know, a position of power, and you thought that you wanted to, and you know you deserve that position?
Oh, man, this happened a couple of times, but typically what I've noticed is that I've been overlooked because a lot of people who get those positions are easily manipulated or they have a little money in the pocket, you know, come
right.
from, you know, well-established background. So, you know, just bouncing from company to company, it's either somebody who can be a yes man or somebody whose parents have a lot of money. So, you know, the owners and the managers, they're like, oh, man, you know, they can give us a lot of benefits, and that's going to help me out on a personal level versus worrying about the company. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have two guys, you know what I'm saying? So that actually happened to me twice. CG, you can vouch for this shit because when we was at Mr. Car Wash, we were supposed to, both of us were supposed to be managers at that place, and then they decided to keep us down for whatever reason. Notice that we was only two guys left that were African American after all the other African Americans got fired or was drunk or smoking weed or smelled like skunk or whatever the case might be. You know what I'm saying? And they ended up, you know, promoting guys that they just brought on. So, you know, that happened on when he was at Mr. And then it also happened to me last year. I actually was promised a manager position, Palms Car Wash, which I got on there and wrote them a long ass list and a long love letter to them guys on how fucking fake and fraud that they was. And I don't give a fuck that you guys are small business. Y'all can suck my fucking nuts. How about that? You know, it's fucking bullshit, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you know, just kind of viewing all that, though, do you feel like it's going to help you manage your own business whenever you get in that position?
Oh, yeah, it really will, man. I mean, I'm not going to treat anybody any different. You know what I'm saying? If you're out there working hard and out there busting your ass, you know what I'm saying? I think I would have to, I mean, you know, I got to take care of my employees, man. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I got to treat my employees because I don't want to go out there and look for somebody else that's not reliable. I want to keep the guys that's here. If they already showed me that they are reliable, that they are, then why not, you know, look after them guys? That's just being realistic and being real with the people that I got. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, Longwood. The other side of it is, you know, like, you know, this whole notion of three, four interviews and stuff like that. Why do I got to come to your place of business 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times to get a fucking job? You know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. You should know by the first time you see me or interview me that I'm either capable of doing the job or not. You know what I'm saying? You know, I understand the formality of it, of, you know, meeting the higher-ups and everything, but that shit is done to me. It's almost like, you know, it's very political. It's very, like, you know, it's like you see it for what it really is. It's fraternization. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
You know, if
right.
you don't fit in, if you don't fit in the frat, or you like the outsiders, where you basically come in with your own agenda and not really gonna subscribe to nobody else's, they're gonna try to get your ass out of there.
Yeah, they really are. They are. And you know, I just experienced that already with the three or four interviews, Planet K. I mean, it's not really worth it. I mean, I know some of the big companies, I haven't even heard of that three or four interviews crap. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a small, you know what I'm saying, small company. It's not as big. I mean, a small company, meaning compared to like Apple or, you know, Dell or Samsung or any one of those big companies, because I don't think that their formality is the same as going to three or four interviews. Now, those are the companies that I can see that do the three or four interviews, but the small ones, you know, you can pay minimum wage, you know, three or four interviews. That's not cool, man. Again, you know, it's unbelievable how that stuff is operated.
But that's my
like
whole
that
point about that, Ray, is that it's becoming more and more outrageous for what you have to do to gain employment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
It puts you in a position, in a state of mind of, man, I really got to find something to do for myself, because this shit is just, it's becoming more and more extreme and outrageous, and the conditions are becoming worse and worse. And then, you know, when you even just trying to get a job, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got to, you know, do backflips and go through hoops and hurdles and cartwheels and shit. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, but man, I think one thing that fucks it up for everybody though is like really desperate people, you know, because it's like, you know, everybody at certain jobs feel a certain type of way. They're like, man, we're not getting paid, shitty hours, managers treating us like shit. And then you find out that one person that's like, hey man, I got bills to pay, so I'm just gonna do whatever. You got another person that ain't about shit, that's down to do whatever, and it really takes away from the movement of people like really trying to get shit accomplished. Because
hey,
two or three people quit. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. I was going to say, CG, you know what I call that? I call that house music. You know what I'm saying? They don't stand up for what they believe in. You know what I'm saying? We don't roll like that over here. We stand up for what we believe in. And I feel like, you know, fellas, and especially what you're saying, CG, it's definitely true and accurate. Like, you know, you'll have those people that are, you know, be the supervisor snitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, sitting there trying to
yep.
play fake with you, getting your business. You know what I'm saying? So they can run back and tell on you like some little marks. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I mean, like, you know, just it's just ridiculous, man. And then, you know, like, you wonder why shit's going on. Well, there you go. You got that, you know, the person that, you know, ain't really for the people. They really for themselves. And, you know,
yep.
and going back, running and telling. And, you know, so we can't get nowhere. We can't make no progress. We can't get no raise. We can't get treated. We can't even get treated right because of you. Because you just going to get treated like shit and love it. And love that shit. You love getting fucked.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, you're right. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. It's a lot of that. And then, and you know, I actually worked for a company, you know, Palms Car Wash. Again, I bring that up as an example. I worked for a company where, you know, these guys, these CEO guys, they get in these managed positions, and they're CEOs and owners and stuff that don't even look after the employees. How do you work for somebody for a whole year, and then when it starts flooding for a whole month, you don't look after no gift card, you know what I'm saying, no letter of recommendation to another company, you know what I'm saying? You just don't even look for them. Just fend for yourself out here.
They didn't even buy
you
y'all
know what
breakfast.
I'm saying?
God damn.
They didn't even buy us breakfast, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Not even a fucking Happy Meal. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just think that shit is screwed up. And these CEOs, man, and that's why it's a must for everybody to come out with their own business and something that they believe in, that they want to put all their hard work into, you know, so they could be successful. They won't have to rely on, you know, going to work, especially, and I know it's tough for especially you guys, you know, getting up, going to work when you don't feel like it mentally, physically, for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you guys got to make that money to take care of the family, and that's when priorities come into play, you know. Long Wolf, me and you got same similarities as far as, you know, having responsibilities as far as our kids and stuff, so we got to do what we have to do, you know what I'm saying? CG, you likewise too, you know. As far as priorities, man. You know, working, I mean, you know, just these dead end fraud businesses, just, you know, like I told my boy Long Wolf the other day, this shit's getting weirder and weirder by the minute, man. You know, pretty soon. And then we got Trump up here, you know, he making all these demands and
women,
stuff like
women,
that.
Women,
like he going to change the world.
By 2025, women will have dicks and men will be having babies. Watch this shit. Like, this shit is crazy, bro. I'm serious, bro. Take that shit how you want to. I said it. That's the AF who said that. GBP, Long Wolf. Nigga, I said that shit. Nigga, not Raymond. Seriously, dog. That's where we're headed with this shit, bro. That's where we're going.
Yeah.
You want
Robin's
dick,
you know,
with that deal, though.
Yeah, man, it's getting
real crazy out there.
Yeah, it's getting really crazy out here, guys. You know, you got males and you know, perpetrating as females on Instagram and Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, people in general just got to be careful, man, on what's going on, you know.
Ooh.
I mean, I guess that's what happens when you're listening to Rich Homie Quan and fucking Young Thug every fucking day, man. That's what happens. I mean, you know,
I'm not even going to blame it on them, man. It's just a big agenda. But I mean, that shit don't help. You know what I'm saying? That shit is not hip hop. And like, you know, I'm lost, bro. I'm just lost, bro. I'm lost, baffled, confused.
Yeah.
Disturbed, upset, angry. I don't know what happened, man. Somebody dropped the ball somewhere, though.
It just seems like you got to kiss ass just to get to where you got to get to, man. You shouldn't have to kiss ass. Your hard work should pay off by itself, not just, you know what I'm saying, kissing somebody's ass, dog, you know, to get to where you need to get to.
Yeah,
and the guy
that's
kissing ass, well, guess what? They burning, you know, they burning off to another job to get somebody else's ass so they can get higher up. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, when has it ever been a time where you can just pay off, you know, when your hard work shows to where you can get to where you need to get at? You know what I'm saying?
Man, the way
everybody gets asked.
Somebody told me a long time ago, man, with these jobs, man, they gonna press you for every amount of blood, sweat, and tear they can get out of you, man. They're going to squeeze you if they can't squeeze no more. And, you know what I'm saying? It's really corporate slavery because no matter how good of a job you do, they're going to always be whipping you over your back saying, do better. You know what I'm saying? Or what have you done for me lately? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, you know.
Yep.
That's
what the company can do for you.
It's sad because that's also, you know, reflecting over into society as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people really follow the corporate trends and it reflects in their behaviors. You know what I'm saying? So if you're getting pressured at work, you know what I'm saying, about the work you do, you're going to go and take that shit out when you get at home on your children, your wife, your husband, you know what I'm saying? You know, and it just really reflects your attitude. It becomes more a cycle of viciousness, cutthroatness, and, you know, just a lack of integrity in general. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, bad business, bro. Fraud business. Wolfpack TV,
fraud business. Yep. Fraud business. It's bad news, man.
Yeah.
You know, all
man,
the way around.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
I'm
going to say, man.
Go ahead, CJ.
Oh, no, I'm just going to add on to what Chad was saying. You know, corporation, man, they just kind of work the courage out of you. Like, you know, whenever you're younger, you're ambitious, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, whenever corporations kind of instill into your brain that, hey, if you leave us, you might not make it. And then a lot of people are like, damn, man, I really just can't quit and pursue my dreams because I got bills, I got kids, you know. Like,
right.
You know, it just kind of builds that comfort zone. It's to where you just really feel obligated to stick around. So, you know, you just got to keep grinding and just know that you're better off at whatever you do.
Yeah, and, you know, eventually, pay, you know, believe in yourself and make sure that, you know, you invest in something that you can really, you know, get up and say, you know, you don't ever have to complain, you know what I'm saying, or get tired of, because, I mean, I'm telling you right now, man, some of these coworkers, man, they almost, you know, had me in jail a couple of times, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you, bro. I want to say names on here, but I ain't going to say no names. But to that supervisor that got me fired, I see you in the streets, nigga. We're going to have a conversation.
And I tell you what, Javier, from Mr. Car Wash, if I ever catch you in the street, I saw your son at Walmart the other day, and my girl had to stop me from getting in your motherfucking ass in Walmart. I tell you what, if I ever catch you when I'm not with my girl, it's all like a pot of neck bones. I'm putting your ass through a table, man. Real shit. And whoever's down with that nigga, how I feel about him is how I feel about y'all motherfuckers. So, you know, let that shit be known, man. I mean, we calling people out on this show, man. I'm not fucking around, man. You know, you guys are taking our kindness for weakness because, you know what I'm saying, it's, you know, we be laughing. But we real about this shit, man, at the end of the day. So I'm just letting you guys know that, and to you sorry-ass, sucker-ass managers and GMs that tried to fuck over me. You know, I better not ever catch you guys in the streets. This all like a pot of neck bones, too, so take that shit how y'all want to take it, too. It's about three of you guys that I that my target is acquired. So, you know. But, folks, Wolf Nation, y'all know what it is. Make sure y'all follow us on www.facebook.com, Wolfpack TV, Instagram at Wolfpack_TV. Also, check us out on our Twitter page. Instagram videos are coming soon. You know, make sure you guys could call in if y'all want to. Area code 713-955-0733. And I want to have a special shout out to my boy CG over there getting that money, man. Appreciate you taking the time out and joining the Wolfpack TV and the Wolfpack Nation on this Wednesday.
Appreciate it.
And guys, Wolf Nation, y'all know what it is. This is part one of Halloween Havoc. And it's not over yet, guys. We still got three more episodes. We're going to hit y'all with this fraud shit. And it's not going to be pretty. Long Wolf, anything else you want to add? If not, man, I believe that's it, bro. Good show,
yeah,
fellas.
Man, I'm just
real good show.
Looking forward to the rest of this month, this Halloween Havoc series. You know, we putting a lot of information out there and just setting the record straight. And, you know, shout out to CG and, you know, Wolfpack Express is on the go. And it looks like this is the end of the show.
All right, people.
So
y'all know
Survey
what it is.
Says.
Tune in Sunday.
Survey says.
N-W-O.
Holla back.
We out.